Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Irresponsible rumors. Irresponsible rumors. They're going crazy. And they involve Jadeveon Clowney. Been the biggest story of the offseason for the Houston Texans. It seemed like trade rumors were dead, but they reappeared last week. Involving the Houston Texans, the Miami Dolphins. It's a bunch of he said, she said, but there are credible people that are at least saying that discussions are being had, including John McClain, who said discussions are had all the time. Also, didn't eliminate the possibility of Clowney being moved for, say, a starting left tackle. Let's hear from Bill O'Brien, who was on Good Morning Football earlier today, talking about Jadeveon Clowney and whether or not he expects to have number 90 in uniform on the field, ready to go 27 days from now when the Houston Texans face the New Orleans Saints on Monday Night Football.
Do you expect Jadeveon to report to the Texans before the end of the preseason?
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I think that I know he's working hard. He's out there, working out, getting in shape, or he's in shape, and he's doing everything he needs to do to be ready to play. But ultimately, that's up to him. When he wants to show up, he'll show up, and he'll be ready to go. He's a professional, you know, and when that happens, we'll move forward with that. But I have no idea when he'll be here. I can't predict that.
Do you expect him to report to Houston before the regular season? I mean, that's the story here is – your Houston Texans have had trade discussions about Jadeveon Clowney. I keep going back to that because I think what that tells you is a couple of things. Number one, it's not lip service from anyone who's saying they don't want to pay Clowney. They're not crazy about him. We knew that was true. Some of his effort things that they've talked about, some of the other things that have been mentioned multiple times. The Houston Texans have had trade discussions about Jadeveon Clowney. Full stop. That by itself is a big story in the NFL. It tells other teams that they can maybe pick up the phone and get involved here. It tells you that the Miami Dolphins may come back and have another discussion and another offer with them, because what happened here apparently, and Sports Radio 610 has confirmed this as well, not me, but people in our building. So I can say what it also says is Jadeveon Clowney, I mean, they might have had a deal done, you know, and Jadeveon Clowney nixed that deal to the Miami Dolphins. That doesn't mean that it's over, because if a deal was all but done, that means the Texans are ready to move on from Jadeveon Clowney. Don't bury the lead here. The Texans are ready to move on from Jadeveon Clowney by their actions, not my speculation, by their actions.
Let me say this right now. If Jadeveon Clowney nixed a deal between the Houston Texans and, let's say, the Miami Dolphins last week, if he said, no, I'm not going to Miami, mm-hmm. I'm not going to report to Miami, I'm not doing it, good, because Texans need JD Clowney in 2019. I don't care if you're getting back a left tackle. I don't care if you're getting back a draft pick. You've made this situation what it is right now. And what's happened is the deadline has passed mm-hmm. to where a team that you potentially trade him to cannot agree to a long-term deal with him. So therefore, you don't have much leverage in a trade like this. And JD Clowney, it doesn't make a lot of sense to go somewhere else and play. So at this point, with the bed that the Texans have made, it's in their best interest to bring J.D. Clowney in whenever he wants to come in and hope that he balls out. And then maybe next year you can franchise tag him again, and then you can trade him somewhere else and not let this deadline go to where there's maybe a little bit more leverage. And, oh, by the way, you get a draft pick before the actual draft instead of playing a whole season without it. If you want to get a left tackle, Trent Williams is the guy right now. And Adam Schefter just did a radio hit, and I'm willing to bet. Texans Cap actually texted me this. I'm willing to bet that Adam Schefter, he has some sort of clue on what the compensation would be for Trent Williams. He threw out a first and a sixth. That might be a little bit too steep, but we always know that you can be negotiations.
Everything is negotiable.
You have extra draft picks. If you have to trade a couple seconds like the Seattle Seahawks did for Dwayne Brown, go ahead and do that. But the deal, if you are that desperate for a left tackle to where you're willing to trade J.D. Clowney, if you're that desperate, you need to make the call for Trent Williams, and then you just need to have J.D. Clowney go out there, play some ball in 2019.
Here's the counterpoint to your earlier point you made. With Jadeveon Clowney, you can go, if you're his agent, and say, look, I know we can't have a deal. The July 15th deadline has passed. I know we can't have a long-term deal if we agree to a trade to Miami or wherever, you know, just any team. But let's have an agreement between you and us that you will negotiate and not, you will not franchise tag him again.
Okay.
Okay, that's how this deal could be made. And then beyond that, you say, you know, you don't want to see the Texans without Clowney. I don't either. But here's the Texans' perspective, and it's another counterpoint. I'm not saying I agree, but if the Texans are sitting there going, look, if we franchise tag him again next year, the odds go way up that he won't even play at all, that he'll just sit out the whole year. You know, he'll pull. So do we want to franchise tag him this year, have a disgruntled Jadeveon Clowney who started training camp late, or do we want to trade him and maybe get a left tackle for our left tackle who's playing like crap right now in Matt Khalil? I think that's the better option for this for this year's team and next year's, to be honest. Because if they franchise tag him again next year, because clearly they're not going to pay him. They've already established by all the reports that we just quoted that they are ready to move on from Jadeveon Clowney. If they try to franchise tag him again next year, he won't play. He'll just sit out the whole
year. Or
they
could just trade him.
Next year.
Yeah, or they could trade him next year.
Yeah.
To where the deadline doesn't pass, where he can agree to that long-term deal. So I think it makes sense at this point. That's the situation you're in, okay? Ideally, maybe you trade him before. And, you know, like they reportedly did with the Kansas City Chiefs after the Frank Clark deal, you try to trade him then, maybe it makes a little bit more sense. But the bet that you've made right now, getting Trent Williams and then J.D. Clowney coming here, put you in the best position for success in 2019. We always like to hear from Loop Holes, 713-572-4610. Let's go to Jason. Jason, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
All right, let me preface this by saying I love the Texans. However, Landry, you keep saying it, the bed that they've made. The first thing is they're using Jadeveon Clowney two ways and making him think too much. So is he a defensive end or is he the linebacker? Because if he's a defensive end, his hand is stuck in the ground where he can move forward. If he's a linebacker, then you have him rolling in the zone and things like that, giving him too many options to think. A football player is not supposed to think. They're supposed to move forward. They're supposed to react, and they're supposed to be on their on 10. So the Jadeveon Clowney thing is, why are we continuing to say he's not worth it? He makes the Texans a better team when he's on the field with his hand in the ground moving forward. I don't want you to use the dump button, but –
Well, as soon as you warned me there.
That's a scary proposition. Yeah. You know, he doesn't make a bad point, though.
Appreciate the call there, Jason.
Yeah,
when you warn the dump button, I would be a fool not to dump it. You know what I'm saying,
I don't
Figgy?
Want you to use the dump button.
You know what I'm saying, Figgy?
Yeah, don't say stuff like that.
Bleepity bleep bleep bleep. I think he makes a good point. You know, I've said since his rookie year, I think he's a 4-3 end. He's not an outside linebacker. He's miscast as a Texan outside linebacker. He's made the most of it, and they've made the most out of him that they could, but maybe that's a factor too in him wanting out.
Maybe. I mean,
or them wanting him out.
It might just not be a good mix. It might just not be a good relationship. So, I mean, I don't know how you make that work out. You know, ideally you get rid of him a little bit earlier and he can go to a team and he can agree to a long-term deal and everybody's happy. Texans have their draft pick. You move on, but it's not the situation you're in right now. You know, in some ways the Texans have the leverage because if they want him to play, if he's going to play football, they can make it to where he plays for them and he plays for 1 year and they don't have to have long term. But on the other end, J.D. Clowney's in a situation where he can basically refuse to go anywhere because what has he wanted this whole time? He's wanted a long term deal. So if he's not going to get a long term deal with the Texans, Why would he want to go play in Miami with the sorry Dolphins
right.
for 1 year? Like, it just doesn't make a lot of sense, and I actually give J.D. Clowney props for doing that. Let's go to the racist redneck. What's up, man?
Happy Tuesday, fellas. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Hey, real quick, just want to ask you boys, you think it would be a smart move to trade straight up David Clowney, or Jadeveon Clowney for Trent Williams? I'm going to hang up and listen.
Yes. I mean, that the short answer is yes. Seven-time Pro Bowler. Probably the best or second best left tackle in the game, 100%. I know Clowney's younger, but in terms of production, Clowney's been an incredibly productive guy, but we always talk about the sacks. You don't have to worry about Trent Williams. I mean, he's just plug him in. I think head up, it's a deal.
I mean, I don't think you have to do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I wouldn't do it if you didn't have to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Trent Williams is getting traded. They can say what they want. Adam mm-hmm. Schefter can say what he wants. All these people can say it. Trent Williams will be traded. Like, it's a done deal. We've seen this. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen this happen with Dwayne Brown. Dwayne Brown was not playing for the Texans. He reported for a week he was traded. Trent Williams is getting traded. And if another team comes in and swipes up Trent Williams and the Texans still have Matt Khalil at left tackle,
I'd be so mad.
That's a problem.
So
okay.
Mad.
At this point, I don't want Matt Khalil playing over Julian Davenport and Titus Howard.
Mm-hmm.
So I dang sure don't want him out there over Trent Williams. Trent Williams is being traded. Matt Khalil is getting cut.
Mm-hmm.
He's not making this team.
Probably.
He's not making the squad.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm the one that was bringing it up with you yesterday.
We can bet on this. Matt Khalil, unless he goes out and like maybe sprinkles on some fairy dust or something, or what's that
magic dust? The Astros magic dust.
What's that movie with Lil Bow Wow or something like Mike?
Like Mike.
Yeah, maybe he could find some Like Mike sneakers and put them on, and all of a sudden become a competent left tackle.
Hell no.
Unless that happens, unless he finds like the Like Mike sneakers or something like that, Matt Khalil. There's no reason to have him out there.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, man. I want to be wrong about this, John. I just can't be.
No. I mean, we've seen. We know what we've seen.
We've seen it.
It wasn't just a preseason game. It's everything we've seen.
It's everything we've seen. It's everything we knew before we saw anything. It's just, it's not pretty. John McClain just cut him in leg hiking. My mind is made up. Pave Tex, what do you want?
Hey, guys, the only thing we know for sure is that it's Taco.
Was he about to do Taco Tuesday LeBron thing?
But he could.
Taco Tuesday.
He is Hispanic.
Right.
He is Hispanic.
LeBron, just stop.
My apologies, Pave Tex. You can call stop. Back. Call back, Pave Tex. We'll get that Taco Tuesday in. I thought there was about to be like a clowny joke, and I might have jumped the gun a little bit. But much love, Pave Tex. It is Taco Tuesday.
You love doing that to him.
Is LeBron still doing the
we'll find
Taco
out.
Tuesday? Lopez went with the smoke at LeBron the other day. I
got like 300,000 views on that tweet.
Yeah, I don't know why you were. I don't know why you were going at him like that. It is
most
Taco Tuesday.
Most people were liking it.
Is Taco Tuesday a thing at your crib?
No, we have pasta
night.
Pasta night. On
pasta Thursday. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I had pasta yesterday.
At my house, every night's taco. No, I'm just kidding.
Race car.
All right, Pave Tex, get it in before we go to break. Go ahead.
Hey, Landry Bear, for you hanging up on me all the time, you got to buy my Las Vegas ticket, man. They're about at 138 right now. It's 138 on the hopper, man. Come on.
I ain't balling like that right now, bro. You might want to
138,
check.
138, round trip, baby.
I ain't balling out like that right now, man, but I need a Taco Tuesday from you, please.
Taco Tuesday.
Shout out to all the loopholes.
Oh, that's good.
My goodness. Astros are dealing with something that they should not be dealing with. The OG and I are going to cuss and discuss. And Kiki Kuti, we don't know what his status is, but John McClain told us that we might not be seeing Kiki Kuti anytime soon. We'll tell you when, what, where next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.